In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The late spiritual writer, poet, author, and social activist Thomas Merton once penned, "My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think that I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing." These words of Thomas Merton are certainly appropriate for this first Sunday in Lent. Ash Wednesday took us from the season of light and into a new season, starker and more intentional, in our walk with Jesus. We are invited into this holy season of Lent, which calls us to self-examination and repentance, prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and the reading and study of God's holy word. We do not know where this journey, this road, will take us, except to know that God will, as God does, lead us and guide us in our undertakings, that we may draw closer to Him. Journeys can be scary, just like leaving home. We've all left home once, twice, even more at some point, physically, mentally, and sometimes spiritually. We leave those places that are comfortable and familiar. Sometimes we are ready to go, can't wait to spread our wings, make a new beginning. And sometimes we are reluctant to go, fearful of what might happen next, fearful of the risks that may come. And this is when our faith and trust in God must kick in. In today's gospel, Mark tells us that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, that third-class village in second-class Galilee. And he makes his way to the Jordan, where John, his cousin, is baptizing. Jesus is baptized, and we are told that as he was coming up from the water, the heavens were torn apart, and the Spirit, like a dove, descended upon him. Jesus then heard a voice that declared, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Jesus no sooner dries off and leaves the riverbank when he is driven out into the wilderness. He does not nonchalantly discern what to do next. He doesn't go, maybe I should go back home first and pack a few things and say goodbye. But he is driven there. Mark, a writer of few words, does not tell us all the details of what happened to Jesus during those 40 days and 40 nights. He simply tells us that Jesus was tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. It has been said by more than one theologian that the wilderness, though barren, lonely, and dangerous, may not have been a bad place after all. Neither was leaving home. Noah had no choice but to leave home and build an ark and start again when the land was dry. God told Abram to leave home and family and his father's house and go to a new land that God would show him. It was in the wilderness that God called Moses and where God shaped the people of Israel for 40 years after leaving Egypt. And it was there in the wilderness that Jesus, during his period of testing and temptation, was once again reaffirmed in his identity, just as he was when God declared him as God's son, the beloved. It was in the desert where Jesus found strength, courage, and conviction to begin his journey and his life's work and mission according to God's plan. This gospel was not just about Jesus, sisters and brothers. It is our story too. During the season of Lent, we are also led and guided into the wilderness by the Spirit. We too are invited into that holy place like Moses, the people of Israel, and Jesus, to step away from the distraction and noise of the world so that we may reaffirm our identity, an identity given to us at our baptisms. For by God's voice and by God's gifts and grace, we too are declared as God's beloved, God's sons and daughters. The wilderness can be a holy yet scary place. Yet if going there is Jesus' way, then it is our way too. Lent bids us to go. To go so that we may leave behind our old identity, habits, and structures, so that we might claim a new beginning. To rethink those things we hold important in our lives and those things that may be holding us back. To know God, not just know about God. To discover or rediscover our way back to God, our relationship with God. To embrace with open minds, hearts, and spirits our very beings, the love, the abundant love that God has for each and every child of God. This is what Lent is all about. We know that we know that we know that we do not go alone on this journey. As Merton said, "My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end." But we do know that we are loved. The psalmist says this morning, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I put my trust in you. Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths." He guides the humble in doing right and teaches his way to the lowly. All the paths of the Lord are love and faithfulness to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. We need to hear this and take it in as if we are hearing it for the very first time, and we must never tire of it. Our God loves us, the real us, unconditionally, warts, failings, sin, brokenness, and all. And nothing can ever separate us from that love. As we set out on this Lenten journey, remember that Jesus came to be with us in the wilderness, and in the holy, scary places of our lives. He has gone before us, and He is with us every step of the way. Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with Thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. New life, new hope awaits us. Here's wishing you a holy Lent. Amen.